3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is 100 degrees. But you know, it's a really wet, humid kind of a heat. Ugh. It's like being in your shower, and then getting out of the shower and getting right back in the shower. But now you're dressed. It's a very bizarre situation. We all figure that out, right? We've got this for a couple of days, just a heads up. We'll again be right around that 100-degree mark tomorrow. There's some rain on the way, though, which should break this up just a little bit. We've got some great folks that are dropping by this afternoon. It's Tuesday, so, of course, my buddy Craig Peterson will be here. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe on the interwebs and all that good stuff. And well, today I will complain to Craig that my computer is still looking for its boots and see what his advice and suggestions might be. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. My friends Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard are dropping by. John McGuire obviously going to be talking about peace through strength, all of the great things that President Trump is bringing to the world, literally, as we speak. And coming up, is it next week, thereabouts, right? Independence Day? I know the date is July the 4th. You know, Jeff, nobody else has July the 4th. Everybody else has July the 4th. Well, 4th of July they don't have. Yeah, they do. Everybody's got 4th of July if they have a calendar. What we celebrate is Independence Day, or as I like to call it, Brexit version 1.0. And this year, I kind of like to refer to it as the original No Kings effort. You know what I mean? Congratulations to Rodney Scott. Rodney has been on this program a number of times. He was the chief of the United States Border Patrol. Remember this? And he retired rather than go along with the Joe Biden team fiasco. The ultimate thing for him was when the team that was controlling Joe Biden's auto pen directed him to stop using the legal term illegal alien and use this new term they came up with called undocumented immigrant. And Rodney Scott, who was a career Border Patrol agent, said, look, you know what, I have to paraphrase. Let me quote. Quote, the U.S. Border Patrol is and must remain an apolitical federal law enforcement agency. Despite every attempt by Border Patrol leadership to ensure that all official messaging remain consistent with law, fact, and evidence, there is no doubt that the reputation of the Border Patrol has suffered because of the many outside voices. Mandating the use of terms which are inconsistent with law has the potential to further erode public trust in our government institutions. Rodney Scott, then the chief of the United States Border Patrol, retired. Now, he has remained a very, very powerful voice. He's been with us any number of times. I got to spend some time with him, actually, up in D.C. a few years back. Really cool dude. And, Germ, I have texted him, although given that he has just been sworn in as the brand new commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, which is the biggest law enforcement agency in America, 65,000 employees. I don't know that he'll be getting back to me, but if he does, we'll certainly get him back on the program. So that's kind of, it's kind of neat to see that happen as President Trump bringing peace through the world, but also putting the right people into the right jobs in the administration. It continues. Quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Our very own local version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one Jennifer McClellan, is apparently all about trashing Trump. Hang on a second. I've got my shocked face around here somewhere. No, I do. Stop it. Jennifer McClellan parroting each and every one of the insane, ridiculous left-wing talking points? you can't find your shocked face either, huh? Well, it's probably around here somewhere. I mean, it's like she's never done that before. This is brand new and earth-shattering and you're right. It's exactly the same crap that we have heard from her the entire time that she has been in Congress. There's nothing new there. There's nothing new there. And it would not matter if President Trump cured cancer, Jennifer McClellan would find a way to trash it. You know that, and I know that. So, there you go. All right, lots of other great stuff we're going to deal with. Quick reminder, James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me tell you about a few other things that I just feel compelled to mention. There's a ceasefire, and the ceasefire is holding. Wow. Between Israel and Iran. There is exactly no other human being who could get this done except for President Trump. I look at some of the things he's been able to do, and again, I'm a lot like the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. I'm thinking, man, there's nobody else that could do this. In fact, we have heard for what? The better part of 20 years, every U.S. president, every U.S. president saying, we're going to bring peace and we're going to make sure that Iran never has a nuclear weapon. Hell, even Barack Obama said that he wanted to be sure Iran never got a nuclear weapon, and then he did everything possible to enable and embolden the outrageous Iranian regime. So, yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm really, really happy. Now, this ceasefire, by the way, it's kind of funny. Well, all right, let me phrase that. Funny's not the right word. No, let me pull that one back in, because there were some civilian deaths. So that's not funny. No, I apologize for the choice of the word funny. It's interesting to see both Israel and Iran said, okay, we are on board with the ceasefire, but we've already got a few things that, we were already doing. So we just want to wrap those up, okay? And in fact, if you look at the ceasefire announcement, the ceasefire announcement from President Trump on Truth Social, he did say that both Iran and Israel were going to wrap things up. It's a couple of hours. There's like local time issues or something. But each of them had, well, they had a whole slew of bombs and missiles they decided they still had to deliver. President Trump was none too happy with that, however. Germ, have you done the appropriate bleeping and editing of the bleeps and all
that? Said that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement. Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it, too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I'm waiting for the Trump apology on that. There will be none. Of course there will not be one, because there doesn't need to be one. Boy, did he just call them both out? Good for him, though. Good for him. But now it would appear as if it's okay. Things are where they need to be, where they're supposed to be, and that ceasefire is holding. All the while, the leftists who pre-recorded a whole slew of shows decrying how the ceasefire that is in place now, that such a thing could never happen, and Trump, you know, was starting another war, and we're all headed to war. In fact, you know, folks like Jennifer McClellan, who said exactly those sorts of things, right? Well, there's going to be a huge war now. The 12-day war. That's pretty damn fast. Not quite the 6-day war that the Israelis were able to do back in the late 60s, but even as the Democrats in the House are angling over and over again to impeach President Trump, I'm telling you, President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And here's something I was looking at earlier. Do you know Pakistan? Pakistan has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Will he get it? I seriously doubt it. But it would be really cool if he did get it, don't you think? That'd be really cool. I said, geez, I didn't mean to say funny. I kind of, well, there was a basketball lady who sort of backpedaled on something, but it wasn't like what I said. But I'll tell you what, in a couple of moments, we're going to listen to it. Now, it happened at a WNBA game, which means none of us are aware of it because nobody watches. But I'll let you hear it in just a moment. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Or as some of us like to say, it's Barry Moore's birthday. Barry Moore, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, he is celebrating his birthday today. So wishing Barry a very, very happy birthday. My congressman and my friend, John McGuire, is going to be dropping by a little bit later today. We'll talk about the latest victory for Team Trump. I remember years ago when he said, we're going to win so much, you're going to get tired of winning. Is anybody tired of winning yet? I'm not. I think he's doing a great job. I know he's doing a great job. I see it every single solitary day. James River Air text line, that's always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Also joining us a little bit later today, my pals Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard. Great guys. You know, obviously, Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market and Short Pump. There's all sorts of stuff. The seasons are, well, they're in full bloom for Hanover tomatoes. You have no idea how much I have been jonesing for a real tomato, a Hanover tomato, and apparently they've got them now at Tom's. So I want to get the update on that. You give me, I don't know, 3, 4, 12 Hanover tomatoes and a jar of Duke's. I'm good. I'm happy for the day. They'll be with us. But there's some good ideas for things other than burgers and hot dogs for Independence Day. So we'll talk about that. I did mention this basketball lady, Rebecca Lobo, right? She was like a big, was it UConn? I don't know. It's ladies basketball. I don't follow that. I don't follow men's basketball, to tell you the truth. My team, you know, everybody has a team. My preferred basketball team, the Harlem Globetrotters. So that's it. But I don't follow the rest of it. Anyway, so she does, I guess, play-by-play for the WNBA. And she said something which I thought was really spot on. And then she apologized for it, which, man, it just pains me. Take a listen. Cut number 7, please.
So they disagree with you.
They do.
And I disagree with them. And that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pat Moore? I should rephrase that.
Yes.
But yeah, I did think...
opinion are perfectly
yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it. And, sorry about that. And,
sorry about that. Man, that silence was deafening, wasn't it? I have to plead honesty. I have zero idea who either one of those chattering lady basketball players are or were. Or what I mean, I don't know. So I can't tell you anything more about him. And to be perfectly blunt, I have zero interest in learning any more about them. I feel that I've already devoted enough time, energy, and brain cells just to listening to that a couple of times. That's what makes America great. People can disagree. That's what she says. And then it's stone cold silence. And they must be looking at each other, right? I don't know if it was a TV clip. Again, I would go back and look for it, but I just don't give a crap enough to do that. But you can feel it, right? That's that, well, I'm not saying that. And she actually turned around and apologized. Could it have been the producer in her IFB, in her earpiece? Maybe, I don't know. The only upside to it was this. It was the WNBA, so in all likelihood, the dozen people who were watching it were able to deal with it. It is 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday, and it is hot. 757 is torqued that we're letting them know it's hot. Now, I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Thank you for telling me that it's hot outside and what to do to beat the heat. Like, we don't have a single idea of what to do. News media treats us like such dolts. Well, you know what? Weather brings us all together. It does. It's one of those things. Everybody likes to complain about the weather. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's like, what was it, Goldilocks and the Three Bears and the porridge and the blah, blah, blah. Right? It's so hot. I got news for you, though. Everybody likes to go, man, it's hot. Now imagine, 757, that you're living in the desert. Because Heidi and I lived in Nevada for a couple of years. We lived in Las Vegas. And there were thermometers everywhere, although clocks, for the most part, had a tendency not to be around. But there were thermometers everywhere, because you go, man, it's 118 degrees. It's 29 days above 115 degrees. And that just became the thing. Everybody talked about it. And the weird thing when you live in the desert, there's no humidity. And a very interesting thing occurs. And nobody who is new to a desert environment believes it. So when we lived in Vegas, we had a lovely home, and we had a pool. Why? Because it's 115 degrees, and everybody has a pool. And people said, you know, when you get out of the pool, make sure you have a towel or a robe. Robe? Oh yeah, you're gonna want a robe. What are you, crazy? Did I mention it's 115 degrees? To which they replied, you are correct, however it is 0% humidity. Well, I didn't need to get into the details. What do I need to know about some damned humidity? I'm getting in my pool, right? I had arrived. I'm telling you right now, I loved Vegas. I loved my Vegas house. I loved Vegas in general. Heidi, not so much, but that's another story, which is why we're not there anymore. But I digress. So we're in the pool. And then we go to get out, both of us at the same time. Don't ask me why, but we did. Now, when you get out of a pool in a 0% humidity environment, any water that is on your body immediately, almost instantaneously, evaporates. And you know what happens? You are freezing flippin' cold. Your teeth start chattering, your body shakes like you have walked into a freezer. And we learned that that's all we needed to do, just one time. And then, of course, we had lots of visitors. Everybody came to visit us when we lived in Vegas. Wonder why, but they did. And we would tell our family members who were visiting, hey, enjoy the pool, but remember, you need to have a towel, you need to have a robe. And they, of course, would mock us in exactly the same way that we mocked other people. So just a piece of advice 804 says, hey, Jeff, go to Kuwait and live in a tent for 90 days. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good for any number of reasons. Number one, I have no interest in going to Kuwait. Number two, I'm Jewish. And as a Jew, I don't camp. Why? Because my people camped for 40 years. So I'm done. I'm not picking sand out of my belly button anymore. 804 on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, says, Jeff, somebody needs to tell that Jennifer McClellan to pass the tax cut bill by July the 4th. Somebody else says, be sure to tell John McGuire to pass the tax cut bill by July the 4th. All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I just tell everybody I come in contact with who may have a vote, you got to get that done. Somebody else, 804, Jeff, you are absolutely correct that Bob Good would have been as worthless as Thomas Massie. You were so right, thank God, for John McGuire. Absolutely, spot on. Spot on. 804, the Squish did another love letter interview with Dingbat McClellan. Oh, I think that's I do think that's like a lovable nickname for Rich in the morning. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. He did have Jennifer McClellan on this morning. I thought it was interesting. I mean, she is bat crap crazy, but other than that, it's good stuff. But I'm glad to see or hear or read that you are listening. Good, good. Glad to hear it. 804, Jeff, be aware, Virginia is going to ban styrofoam next year. Good luck keeping your food warm. Are we banning styrofoam? I don't know. Maybe we are. 804, Jeff, did you notice Abigail Spanberger will not come out and directly support Donald Trump's Iran strike? Well, of course not. God. Why would she? Well, she's not interested in that. She's interested in telling you that somehow, some way, she's going to make housing less expensive in Virginia. How will she do that? Well, no idea. She doesn't have any details, and of course, nobody wants to push back on her. I did think it was interesting. Even Channel 8 today, when they were doing reaction from both Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, who is going to be with us sometime this week. We don't have the date yet, which day, but Lieutenant Governor Sears will be here. They interviewed her, and they interviewed Abigail Spanberger. And they chose to run Abigail Spanberger's comments first, talking about Iran. I don't know why. It's odd. I was trying to think, is it alphabetical? A comes before W if you're doing first names. And then you go, but wait a minute, but Sears or Earl Sears obviously comes before Spanberger if you're doing last names. Would you? I don't know. I just don't know. But that was their choice. Weird, weird stuff. All right. The leading candidate for mayor in New York City is a dangerous dude. And I'm not even talking about that Andrew Cuomo goof. He wants to be mayor now. Why? Well, because God help us all if he were to try and get a job in the dreaded private sector. He doesn't know a damn thing about a damn thing. So he's once again seeking public office. I would say that any woman who works for the city of New York better have her extra radar on if that Andrew Cuomo gets in there. We know his record, and I don't think it's a good one. But he is not, I repeat, not leading in the Democrat Party primary up there. And it's coming up in a couple of days, a week, something like that, pretty soon. In fact, it is this out-and-out socialist who will not acknowledge the right of Israel to exist. Just FYI. I mean, not that that's necessarily your biggest issue, but it does say something about him. And he wants to set up government-run grocery stores. We actually have a clip of him, right, Germ? What was that? Cut number six, please.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zahran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores, whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. These stores will operate without a to you or having to pay property taxes or rent, and will pass on those savings to you.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Weren't there government-run supermarkets in the past, like in, oh, I don't know, East Germany and the old Soviet Union. I remember those, don't you? What could possibly go wrong? A government-run system of grocery stores. Oh, it would be fantastic. And how dare those stores sell items to you based on how much it cost them? That is just outrageous, isn't it? And dynamic pricing, you know what dynamic pricing is? Dynamic pricing is a real-world application of rule number one in economics, supply and demand. Why do companies, as an example, like Lyft or Uber, have surge pricing? Because there are more people seeking rides and fewer drivers available to provide them. That is supply and demand. Dynamic pricing, you may not like it, I may not like it. But I can absolutely see the perspective of a store owner who says, well, item A is really selling super fast today. I'm going to increase the price. There's a smaller supply of it now, and the demand seems to be growing. If you don't like so-called dynamic pricing, because it's an immediate repricing, what do you think happens, say, at the end of the day? People look at their inventory and say, okay, item A sold really well yesterday. Item B, man, it is just sitting on the shelf. We can't give this stuff away. Well, what are we going to do? Well, we're probably going to increase the price of item A and decrease the price of item B, a little bit. Supply and demand. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. And yeah, it's hot. It's 100 degrees. I'm going to mention it. As long as it's 100 degrees, it's hot. Sometimes you have to go to the experts. You know, we call in experts all the time. We've got Matt DiNardo, the chief meteorologist over there at 8 News. Somebody else, apparently, expert in the area of weather, temperatures. Robin, how hot is it?
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Damn hot is right. We surpassed hot, really hot, very hot. Oh, man, it's hot, too. I got news for you. A couple more degrees, we're going to be blanking hot. You know that. It's going to be President Trump dropping a blanking hot kind of stuff, because it's kind of where we are. Do it very quickly here. 833-804-1140. There you go. The James River Air Text Line, 833-804-1140. One of the things I'm going to talk about with Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard this afternoon, in addition to the burgers and the hot dogs, what they're suggesting, what they've got available. I mean, there's always specials over there, I know, but I want to put together just a little something. Not necessarily on Independence Day itself, because we're going to be elsewhere for Independence Day. We're going to be visiting our friends, the Morrisseys, for Independence Day. But the day after is Saturday, right? And I want to do a little something here just for us. Yeah, burgers and hot dogs are easy. I know that I'll be getting fresh corn. I know that I'm going to get a load of Hanover tomatoes. But what else? If you've got any good suggestions, do you have any, you know, things that you normally toss into the rotation? Why don't you hit me up on the James River Air text line? I'm just curious. I'm just trying to put together something good. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. We don't have to cook on Independence Day because, again, we're visiting friends. And so they're going to do the cooking. So that's cool. But the day after is going to be Saturday. It's going to be a lovely day as I'm looking at the prognosis. And I want to do something for us. Ribs, maybe. I was thinking like a seafood thing, but I'm not quite sure. Just not quite sure. So anyway, your suggestions would be great. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. Something that came up, and I thought, you really do have to be kidding me, right? And then, well, no, they're not. CBS News is claiming that Donald Trump is somehow responsible for dirty bathrooms inside of national parks. There is no indication, I repeat, no indication whatsoever, that national park bathrooms are any dirtier this year than they are any other year. I don't do the whole park thing. Again, I don't do camping. I consider myself the great indoorsman. I have no need whatsoever to be outside in nature. I think nature is improved when you get rid of it and put up condos and pave things over. But there are people that voluntarily go to these national parks. And CBS News wants you to believe that now the bathrooms are more dirty than they've ever been. And they want to blame President Trump and Elon Musk and Doge. So I actually went and tried to find any reports anywhere in America that indicated the national park bathrooms were especially dirty during the last couple of weeks. I can find nothing. You might be somebody who goes to these things, these park things. They're mostly outside, you know. Let me know if you have encountered any impact. 833-804-1140. That, of course, the James Rivera text line, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera is going to be here. Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're listening starting at 6 a.m., okay? 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Tuesday, 100 degrees. We're holding steady. You got to say something for consistency, right? Craig Peterson's going to be along about a half hour from now. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk tech and interwebular safety and all that kinds of good stuff. And I am going to press him into service on two fronts, as you know. My personal laptop is having trouble. Well, not having trouble. It cannot find its boot. So therefore, my stuff on the laptop is, well, I don't know where it is. So I got to get it off of there somehow. And then I have made the command decision. Heidi's not happy about it, but I just don't care anymore. I mean, she doesn't listen, so I can say that. But anyway, I'm getting an Apple laptop thing. That's going to be my next investment. I'm going to wait, I think, for Amazon Prime Day, but I'm going to get it. And I want to get some insight from him. We've got Congressman John McGuire joining us at 5:05. We'll get an update from the congressman on President Trump's latest activities, man. He's over there talking to NATO. How much you want to bet he gets those people to pony up some more of their money for defense? I bet you he does. Talk about peace through strength. We're seeing that. So Congressman John McGuire at 5:05. And at 5:35, just going to turn a little bit of a pivot. Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, two dear friends, of course, from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market, they're going to be with us. I want to talk about some new and interesting things for Independence Day cooking. Burgers and hot dogs, obviously very reliable. Steaks, you can never go wrong with a nice steak on the grill either. But what else? What else is out there? I know that they've got some great sweet corn that's in. We'll definitely be doing some of that. And Hanover tomatoes. But we'll have Tom and TJ from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market at 5:35 get a little insight on that. I got a lovely note here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Bill from Richmond. I have a great sauce that I actually sell at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. It is called Wild Bill's Anything Goes Grilling and Dipping Sauce. It goes great on all kinds of meat. It's great for dipping seafood in as well. And I'm going to be doing a tasting from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Oh, very cool, Bill. All right, I'm going to try and get over there and try and sample some of that. You know what else they've got at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market? Jono's Worcestershire. Now, Jono's Worcestershire is a totally local Central Virginia product. It's made from apples. I discovered it thanks to Barry Moore, my friend, the birthday boy, over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Yeah, he introduced me to that. And if you would like to try I mean, really world-class Worcestershire sauce. I know the stuff in the bottle, Lee and Perrins. The stuff that Jono's makes, is thick. It's incredible. It's really incredible. All right, couple of folks making suggestions here for Independence Day menus. How, Jeff, how about fried catfish and jambalaya? Well, that sounds pretty good to me. You can try the marinated kebabs from Binghamton, New York, Jeff. They're called Speedies. You can get them over at Wegmans. All right, I'll take a look at those. You know what I used to love? Was it Zweigel out of Rochester, New York? Does a red sausage and a white sausage. Red hots and white hots. Those are good things right there. 804 says, Jeff, just do what we're doing. Two words for you. Jake's Place. We're just going to go and get brisket from them and serve it. Good thinking, actually. That's a great idea. 804, Jeff, you should ask Tom Leonard what he thinks about this goofball in New York who wants to set up state-owned grocery stores. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I just can't. Well, I was going to say I can't see it, but, you know, in this day and age, who the heck knows? I got a quick question for you. And it has nothing to do with politics, but boy, it's become very important to me. I just got a notification on my phone that Robert Earl Keen is going to be performing up in Alexandria at Birchmere. Now, I love Robert Earl Keen. Robert Earl Keen is one of my favorite musical performers of all time. I love Robert Earl Keen. I could sit and listen to Robert Earl Keen all day, every day, and have a great day doing it. But there are two issues here. One is that he's performing at Birchmere, and he's got an opener. Birchmere. Now, I've never been to Birchmere. I've heard people rave about it. I think my friend Bob Quarles, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian. I think that Dr. Bob, who also is the leader of the band, if you will, for the English Channel. But Dr. Bob has talked about Birchmere, and I don't recall what it was that he said. I don't know if they performed there or they went to shows there, but I think he liked it. But I asked Heidi. So, well, you know, Birchmere is one of those places. Number one, you got to get there super early, and there's a big line that forms. And then you got to try and get a decent seat. I don't like that whole idea. I love reserved seating. I have no interest in lining up like it's Halloween or something with my hand. If I pay money, damn it, I want my seat. And I'll pay for a good seat. Make no mistake. And again, it's Robert Earl Keen, one of my all-time favorite musical performance. Well, here's the other issue about it. I took Heidi to see Robert Earl Keen last year here in Richmond because he was on his farewell retirement final tour ever last year. Now he's coming back, and I'm thinking, dude, I love you, and I love listening to you, but what is this? Is this like a Ric Flair kind of retirement? You know, is it a pro wrestling kind of retirement that every couple of months you're going to announce you're retiring and then go back out on tour? At some point, you just have to retire. So I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. I just don't think I'm going to do it. No, I can't. I can't. Shrimp tacos, Jeff, 804 says. Shrimp tacos, the best food for Independence Day. Also, Froyo and homemade ice cream. Oh, and don't forget a hot dog eating contest. Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's a good one. Roxanna says, Jeff, what about a steamer pot? Do clams, potatoes, corn on the cob, crab legs, and Dewey sausage have lots of great combos? Yeah. Yeah, we used to do, you know, sort of clam bakes, if you will, when we lived in New England. That would be a good one. Yeah. Germ says it's the retirement tour. Well, don't you have to retire the idea of retiring if, in fact, you're going to retire? Really? At some point, you say, well, that's it. It's all over, kids. I have retired. Where are we going to find you? Don't know. I am retired. What are you going to do? Don't know. I am retired. What are you not going to do? Work. Right? That's the essence of retirement. You don't have to do anything because you are retired. You can choose to do a whole bunch of stuff if you want to. I mean, heck, every week we talk with Carl Carlson about retirement. If you go to connectwithcarlson.com, you can download Carl's free retirement toolkit. See where you are. Plug in some numbers. Am I going? You know, somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago. Where was I? Forget where I was. But somebody said to me, hey, Jeff, you're retiring, huh? What makes you say that? Just a few things I've heard you say. Really? Yeah. Now, this was somebody who likes me. It wasn't like those people who dislike me going, man, why don't you retire? This was someone who likes me saying, are you going to retire? Are you retiring? You're retiring, aren't you? Well, not that I'm aware of, but I mean, you never say never, right? But yeah, I thought that was kind of odd. I really did. Just a little weird. All right. Some great audio coming your way just a couple of moments from now. We've got Congressman John McGuire coming up at 5 o'clock. Tom Leonard, TJ Leonard coming up at 5:35. And Craig Peterson coming up at 4:35. We'll talk a little tech. And I'm just going to take notes because I'm going to ask him exactly what sort of a laptop I should buy. And will he help me rescue my material on my old laptop, and then we will all move on. Seriously, we'll all be happy at that point. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here with Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you, please, check him out. It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I love Robert Earl Keen. But not enough to go along with this you're retiring every 6 months thing. Dude, you are or you aren't. I saw you last year because I thought, well, okay, this is it. Robert Earl Keen, who's the man's been performing, I think, probably 50 years, 60 years, got a lot of time in. Last year, he did a retirement tour. I went. I watched him. I loved him. And then I get a little text message today that he's on another retirement tour, and he's at Birchmere up in Alexandria. No. The answer is no. Weather-wise, look, I don't even know if I have to talk about the weather anymore. I think Robin Williams has it handled. Robin?
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Exactly. Hey, you want to hear something else? You want to hear President Trump drop the F-bomb? A couple of days ago, President Trump ordered 6 bunker-busting bombs to be dropped. And this morning, President Trump dropped his own bomb, an actual F-bomb, cut number 4.
Who says that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement? Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it, too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
That's all. What else can I tell you? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Nice email here coming in from Mitchell. He sends it to me, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com, jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff, I heard you mention Speedy Chicken from Binghamton, New York today. I did a project in Binghamton. I was there for about 9 months, and that Speedy Chicken is awesome. Where'd you say that I could find it? I do believe, from what I'm told, it is at Wegmans, which makes a lot of sense. So check out Wegmans. Also, quick question. Back in the 80s, I owned a health club in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. The guy that managed the gym for me was Les Thatcher, an old wrestler. Just wondering if you know him from your wrestling days. When the wrestlers were in town, they all came into my place to work out, met several, became friends with them. Bar hopping with Ric Flair on the Horsemen a few times, one or two times more than I care to remember. Thank you, Mitch. Love you listening. I absolutely know who Les Thatcher. Les Thatcher, not just a guy who was in wrestling. Les Thatcher is legendary Hall of Fame stature. And what I'm going to do, Mitch, just FYI, I'm going to send Les a message on Facebook today and let him know that you are asking about him. I will do that. Jeff, here's a suggestion for Independence Day. Marinated planked salmon. Salmon. Marinated planked salmon. And then for entertainment, you, Jeff, walk the plank. I'm a little mixed on that, but okay. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and guess what? We are holding steady. Holding steady. At 100 degrees. Yikes. Yeah, kind of nuts, huh? It's going to be that way tomorrow from the looks of it. It's hot is the point. It's going to stay hot. Now, we do have some rain rolling in. In the not too distant future, which my hope is will cool us off just a little bit. Yesterday, I shared with you some very, very, very sad news, and that is that my laptop has indicated to me that it cannot find its boot. I don't fully exactly know what that means, except that I cannot access any of my stuff on my laptop. And because it's not like I have some tech expert join me once a week to remind me to back everything up, but I didn't back stuff up. So now I think the technical term is screwed, I think. But people are saying it's not that difficult to fix. So I'm going to ask Craig about that, and then I am going to take copious notes as Craig explains to me what I should, in fact, purchase during Amazon Prime Day. I'm believing it's an Apple product. Craig, good afternoon.
Hey, sounds like you're having a very good time. Yeah, get rid of those winter boots and, switch over to summer clothes.
Dude, I had my Tecovas cowboy boots on. It would not fit in that little port on the side. So yeah, I'm just out of luck. What gives? It says it can't find the boots. It can't boot, and it's not quite the blue screen of death, but it sure looks like it to me.
Yeah, well, it can be a number of different things that have gone wrong. Could be your main data storage, aka your disk. Yeah. You may or may not actually have a disk drive. Since you said it's a laptop, it's probably an SSD. So that might have died on you. And if you bought one of these specials that you get from the big box retailers for Father's Day, et cetera, they usually come with a low-grade SSD. So some of them are only good for about 7 to 12 months.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Others will last a little longer.
I'm just going to tell you, this is like 5 years old, this laptop. It's
so you lucked out. Yeah. How much did you pay for it?
I don't know. It's 5 years ago, but I don't know. It's Lenovo iPad, IdeaPad, or ThinkPad. It's one of those that's a lap. Well, right now it's nothing, but it used to be a laptop that folded into a tablet thing.
Okay, so not even considering the Biden 25% inflation, you still don't know what the price was 5 years ago. And that's okay. I get it.
Flipping clue. No.
So it could be your drive.
Okay.
It very likely could be what's called used to be called the BIOS in your computer.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, it actually has those boot blocks on your storage media, on your disk, we'll call it.
Okay.
And so, you need to get it serviced. have somebody that knows what they're doing, have a look, open it up, have a look inside. You can also boot off of the USB drive on it another operating system that can check the drive. So see if you can see the drive. There's something called smart statistics on it, which tell you if it's broken, how badly broken it is. You might be able to recover. But, you know, no matter what you get next here, or if you fix it, Backblaze, my man. Backblaze, $7 a month, and they keep your backups for a year. Wow. And it's wonderful peace of mind, let me tell you.
Backblaze. Will they automatically back it up? Because you know I'm going to forget.
Yeah, they do. You install their software. What I do is I use my own special password, a key that I generate and keep in my 1Password vault.
Okay.
And I use that now to back up the machine. So you can tell it to continually back up the machine. Anytime you make a change to a file, that file gets backed up.
Okay.
And Backblaze backs up your files. So it doesn't restore your whole machine, but all of your important files, your pictures, all of the stuff that you care about, that does get backed up, and you can restore it at any point in time. And it is super cheap, and they have been 100% reliable for me and everybody I've recommended it to. And they have no limits on how much space you are backing up. So let's say you've got a 10-terabyte drive attached with all of the videos of you at your speaking events, and you've done editing of the videos and everything else. It'll back up that 10 terabytes, and you only pay the $7 a month no matter what.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get Backblaze for the new one. Technically, he takes care of computers at our radio factory, but he's not, you know, that's not his real background. But he said what he thinks is that it can't find the disc because the disc may have moved. And he said, well, I'm just going to, if I open up the back, there are 10 little screws to take out of there, I could reseat the disc. Is that true, or is he just blowing a line of smoke at me and then it's going to be even worse?
It's possible. I haven't seen that be the actual cause anytime lately.
Yep.
Because these laptops nowadays, for the past while, have been made so they can be jolted around a lot.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll get dust and things inside of them, and that might need to be cleared out. You might get some oxidation, and there's special solutions you can use to clear up that oxidation that's there in your laptop. So, I can guarantee one thing. If there's 10 screws in it, that at least 6 of them will be useful when you're done.
Should I let him open it, or should I just say, no, I got to do something else? I need your advice,
Greg. What else are you going to do, Jeff? You have to let him open it up, wiggle some wires, a few hums and haws, and he's going to look like he's thinking and sound very, very, intelligent. And then he'll say, you're out of luck.
What about this booting from the USB? What is that?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. There's a number of free operating systems you can download that you can use to check your computer. So most of them are Unix-based, but the one you probably want to look at is called Nopix. You can find it online. I'm just looking right now. Yeah, Nopix. Where are you? There we go.
Wait a minute. N-O-P-I-X?
K-N-O-P-P-I-X. So Kilo, November, Oscar, Papa, Papa, India, X-Ray.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
And you can boot that up, and you can use that to check for viruses on your computer, check the status of your hard disk, if it can be seen, if what errors it's reporting, even do recovery work with Nopix, and it's completely free. It's really kind of cool. You can go further than that and do network scans, looking for security problems and everything else. Nopix is used by a lot of computer professionals.
Do I buy a Nopix USB somewhere? How do I get it?
You can. Yeah, people sell them for about $10-15 on Amazon.
Okay.
Since your laptop is out of luck, that's probably your best bet. But anybody, you can download them. You can flash it to a thumb drive, a CD drive if you still have one of those. and boot off of that. It won't cause any problems on your computer because it's going to run in the computer's memory, and it's going to use the thumb drive. It's not going to overwrite what's on your main hard drive.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Amazon has Prime Days coming up, and there's like five of them or something. They start July the 8th. You know they're going to have Apple laptops for sale. I need your advice again. And we'll get to all that important stuff you put in the newsletter for everybody. But damn it, this is my time. It's us. tell me, Craig, what should I buy? You know what I do, and you know what I want to do. And just tell me.
All right. Well, there's already sales going on. They've got them going now. Okay. But what you want is you want to get an Apple silicone or silicon, depending on how you want to pronounce it, base laptop. Now, there's the M1, the M2, the M3, the M4. So the differences are, first of all, it's faster, right? So the M1 is quite a bit slower than the M4 is.
Okay.
The second thing is, if you're doing video editing, for instance, or anything that requires some real power, you need to get the pro versions of the MacBook. So you get a MacBook Pro.
Okay.
You get as much memory as you can afford, as much storage space as you can afford, because this thing's going to last you at least 7 to 10 years.
Okay.
So you got to look forward.
Gotcha.
So if you get an M4 computer, MacBook Pro, you're going to find that that's going to last you a long time. It's got all of the graphics processing built into it very nicely. In fact, it leads the market out there. So again, with your video editing or photos or even using AI that runs on your MacBook itself, it doesn't have to go out to ChatGPT. You can keep it private. It can run all of that today, which means it's ready for tomorrow, too.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that's my assignment, and I thank you for all of that. I should remind everybody, Craig Peterson is here, and believe it or not, he's not here just to help me. You send out this wonderful newsletter every week. It's free of charge. I have taken up most of your time, but I thought one of the most interesting things that you had in this week's newsletter was Israeli security officials telling people to turn off their home security cameras, and I thought, to me, that seems odd. Wouldn't you want them on if there's a disturbance? Why would they do that?
Yeah, turns out that the Iranians have taken over people's home security cameras in Israel. People don't know that this has happened, right?
Yeah.
So they have access to them. And they're using, Iran's using it to gather intelligence on Israel. They're even looking for things like, what was the effect of this bomb that we sent? Or police in the area responding to something that's going on.
Okay.
And even information about the people themselves. So it's a huge problem. And this is part of the whole IoT, the whole Internet of Things stuff we've talked about before, with these thermostats, these cameras, et cetera, where there's default passwords and they're getting hacked. And once you've got control of that kind of a device, if it's on your main network, whether you're a business or a home user, now they've got a foot in your business or foot in your home, and then that's when the hosers then go after your computer and break into it, right, and steal your bank account information. So it's a problem, and you've got to really pay attention to that. There's a concept called basically, if you have a Wi-Fi router in your home, look and see if it lets you have a guest network. That's usually what it calls it.
Okay.
And the guest network cannot get to your home computers. So if you have a smart fridge or doorbell or camera connected to your guest network in order to stop them from getting onto your network. Now, that's not going to stop Iran from watching you through your camera.
Yeah.
Or as we found, some of these cameras out there are tied directly into the local police department,
so
it won't stop them from looking, but it will stop those hosers from getting onto your business or your home networks.
gotcha. Wow. All right, this is great stuff, Craig. It always is. Can you give everybody the proper website? I want to get them signed up for the newsletter. Again, it's so valuable. Backblaze is another thing you mentioned again this week, and I'm going to go and try and get all of this stuff taken together. I'm hoping to be able to give you a good report the next time we speak, but, fingers are crossed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, CraigPeterson.com is where you can go sign up. This is the free newsletter. Comes out every week. And this week, I'm giving you some tips here on how to avoid using these text-based authentications, you know, where they text you a six-digit number.
Yeah.
Turns out it's about as secure as, well, a screen door in a submarine. So what do you do about that, okay? It's a very, very big deal. CraigPeterson.com.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I've got my, I think the bank does, I think everybody does that now, and it's supposed to make me more secure, and you're telling me it's not worth it at all, huh?
It's really not good at all, especially for banks. I'm shocked that banks aren't using more secure methods than sending you a text message that can be intercepted, that is being intercepted, and can be rerouted as well. People have lost hundreds of millions of dollars because of that text code sent to them and thinking it was safe.
Jeez, Craig, I always appreciate you being here. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Get to his website ASAP, please. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. You go there and get signed up for that newsletter. Amazing information. You're going to love it. I mean, it's really important stuff. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Maybe we should have a Jeff Katz retirement tour. What do you think, Jerm? Can we do a Jeff Katz? I mean, if in fact you don't actually have to retire to do the retirement tour, might be pretty cool. I get some shirts together, right? Put them up in the Jeff Katz store. Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that. I hadn't even thought about that. All right, so I'm all over Amazon right now looking for this Kunopix that Craig told us about. There's nothing there. Anybody know about it? Again, I gotta reach out to you because I swear there is somebody who actually knows how to do this stuff. I have no idea. Do you know anything about Kunopix? Can you tell me how I get a Kunopix USB to rescue my laptop? You'll have to tell me. Congressman John McGuire is going to join us in just a couple of moments. We're going to talk about the amazing success that President Trump is having. It just seems to me day in, day out. Every time you turn around, there's another giant victory for President Donald John Trump. I love it. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. We are holding steady at 100 degrees. That's going to be with us tomorrow as well. We've got some thunderstorms, though, that'll be here late tomorrow and then through the next couple of days. So that may cool it off just a little bit. There is peace as we speak, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. President Trump did what presidents for the last 20 years talked about and never did, and that was taking action to ensure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. My opinion, only President Trump could do it, and thank God that he did. Congressman John McGuire is a lot of things. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's my congressman. He's also my friend, and he has been a big part of President Trump's team trying to do the right things for the American people, and I'm always thrilled when he's got some time to join us. John McGuire, Congressman McGuire, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff Katz, it's good to be here. There's all kinds of bombs flying around. But but I tell you, the grace of God, our service members got in undetected, got the job done, got out undetected. Everybody's home safe. But obviously, we have 40,000 service members in the Middle East in CENTCOM, and so they are in harm's way right now. So that's why we need a message of unity for our troops.
I agree with you 110% there. It is a time for everybody, I would think, to come together, salute the great actions that everyone has taken so far, but make sure that those troops, especially the forward troops, know we're standing with them. And it seems like we're getting some mixed signals from some of the folks in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, today on the floor, the Democrats actually put in a motion to impeach President Trump. And, of course, we killed that real quick. We tabled it. But you think about it, there's so much hypocrisy up here. I'll give you an example. Senator Kaine, under Obama, put in legislation to give him more war power. And now Senator Kaine is putting legislation in to limit President Trump's war power. And if that's not hypocrisy, I'll let your audience decide, but I don't know what else is. And of course, we've been to war in our country 11 times in our history, but we've had 125 actions, military actions. And you may remember Obama sent cruise missiles into seven different countries. In fact, he sent a cruise missile into a foreign country and killed an American citizen. And then, of course, when President Trump takes out a threat, which, by the way, every president I've heard of for 40 years has talked about wanting to stop or prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon, but we had President Trump's the only real leader that could actually stop it. And so he's got the strength of character and the leadership to get that mission done. And of course, rules for thee, not for me, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I got news for you, John. This is such an important step, and you're right. I mean, it's 40 years, really, I don't know if Jimmy Carter ever weighed in on, but 40 years for sure that every American president, Democrat or Republican, said we're going to make sure that Iran doesn't get that nuclear weapon, and they did nothing. And here President Trump comes in, and it was just so clear from the beginning. This is somebody who says what he does what he says. There's never any question about it when he says he's going to do something.
Yeah, and you know, I know I see President Trump at least once a week. I know his heart, yeah. And he's the last person that wants to put boots on the ground or go to war. He wants peace, yeah. But he realized this was an imminent threat. And you know, Iran is a state sponsor of terror. They've killed 1,000 U.S. service members and civilians.
Yep.
And their proxies have maimed and blown off legs and arms in multiple countries. And what's interesting is all of Iran's allies in the Middle East, none of them have said anything or come to Iran's aid because they know, as Trump said, they're the bully of the Middle East. And I think all of those countries, even the ones that aren't, you know, fans of America, are celebrating that the bully in the Middle East doesn't have a nuclear weapon.
That's right. Congressman John McGuire is joining us. Congressman McGuire represents the 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. We're talking about what can only be described as a monumental success on the part of President Trump. John, you mentioned those other folks in the Middle East. You know, there are people saying, well, Israel wanted this, Israel wanted that. Okay, I get that. But as you rightly point out, other nations, the leaders of other nations, they're all thrilled that Iran now does not have a development program for nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia is safer today. The entire world is safer today, thanks to President
Trump. That's right.
Yeah. So what comes next with the ceasefire? President Trump says you guys have to behave yourself. We got to get this all worked out. Is it Steve Witkoff, who's the Middle East envoy, headed over there?
Yes, and you know the thing about this ceasefire is, you know, obviously you can see it's fragile. They traded some blows today early, and as you probably heard, President Trump wasn't too happy about it. but you know, it's fragile and it's difficult. But he's got the strength of character, the strength of leadership, I believe, to get that peace in the Middle East. And I think even the stock market responded well today because they believe that President Trump is the type of leader that's going to get it done. He's the kind of guy that gets it done. And so he wants peace, and he wants a better America first, but he also wants peace in the world. And so it's such an honor to serve in this time, represent Virginia's 5th Congressional District, almost 800,000 people, be their voice up here in Washington, helping President Trump with his America First agenda.
Tell me, could there be another round of Abrahamic Accords? The first time that President Trump was in office, he brought together such disparate factions. Nobody thought it could be done. He did it. It seems to me that this could very well lay the groundwork for an even more expansive Abraham Accord.
I totally agree with that. I think that's totally going to happen. I remember his first term, you know, if you remember, since the moment he came down the escalator, they have tried to bankrupt him, arrest him, shoot him. I mean, everything he does, they come after him. If he cured cancer, they would say, what's wrong with cancer? And as Margaret Thatcher said, if he walked on water, they'd say he couldn't swim. They've hampered him or tried to hamper him every step of the way. But in his first term, he did more in 4 years than any president did in 8 years. And, you know, every president in my lifetime says they want to get a peace treaty in the Middle East. And they got zero. Yeah. And President Trump got two. And another president, I won't mention his name, got the Nobel Peace Prize just from getting elected. I would say that President Trump, if anybody, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And I think that you're going to see, when you have peace and prosperity in the Middle East over the next few years based on this president's actions, hopefully they'll wake up. But, you know, the more they hamper him and try to tie his hands and feet, the more successful he is. But I think that we're definitely on track for a greater peace treaty in the Middle East.
You mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize. I can't think of anyone more deserving than President Trump. I thought it was interesting that it was Pakistan the other day that officially nominated him. And I'm not holding out any hope, John. I just think that the left and these the elitists and the some bad people. I think they have such contempt for him, and by extension, contempt for you, contempt for me. I don't think they would ever give it to him. But my gosh, I just can't think of anybody who is more deserving of it today than President Trump.
I know. I saw that. And by the way, you know, he put an executive order last week that had my language in it. And for me to be able to work with President Trump on an executive order as a freshman is a huge honor. It's a very important one. It's going to help us keep our soldiers and our law enforcement men and women, not just at the border, but all over the world, safer. Yep. And you remember when we had the commanders at Langley Air Force Base hesitating to shoot down drones?
That's right.
I've been working on that for about 5 months, and my team and I, and working with the president and his administration, we've got a very effective solution. And I ended up in the White House, you know, side by side President Trump, talking about it for a while. And after we finished that discussion, 2 days later, he endorsed me. I'm the first Republican in the United States he endorsed for reelection next year. Wow. And then last week, he put out an executive order with that language in there. So I was like, yeah, what an amazing honor it is to be a freshman, but still contribute to, you know, what's impacting us on the world stage.
It is incredible. I remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire is here, and I know I'm supposed to call him Congressman, but I've known him as John forever and a day. But he represents the 5th District here. He represents me, does a phenomenal job. I am thrilled that he's my congressman. I'm thrilled that President Trump has already endorsed him for reelection. We talk about some of the activities in the district. I follow your social media stuff, and you are everywhere in the 5th District. I don't know how much time you have in your day. The rest of us only have about 24 hours.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love people, and I love solving problems. And I've got a great team. You know, my team does casework. And so you can imagine a situation where the IRS may have overcharged you $800, and you can't get them on the phone, you can't get them on email, and my team does casework. And they've already returned $1.4 million back into the pockets of the people in the district, whether it be Social Security claim, a Veterans Administration claim. But last week was particularly fun. And what I mean by that is I had, you know, 6 to 7 meetings in the district per day. So I would go to a police station, and then I would ask my team, how much time until I have to be at the community college? And they would say 15 minutes. And so I would tell my team, well, you know what, that's enough time to put up a 4x8 Winsom Sears for governor's sign. And my team would say, there's no way you could do that. But I always did. I was never late. So I would go to a meeting, put up a Winsom Sears sign, go to a meeting, put up a Winsome Sears sign in a suit and tie or a blazer, whatever I was wearing that day.
Yep.
But we managed to, in a week, we put signs up, big 4x8 signs, in every county, city, and town. That's 24 county, cities, and towns in Virginia's 5th congressional district. So we're trying to, you know, be a team player. Yep. And that's what I did for Governor Glenn Youngkin. You know, I can't put everybody's sign up, but when Governor Youngkin ran, I put up his 4x8 signs everywhere. He's the top of the ticket. And so I've been doing that for Winsome Sears. And it's, you know, I would just go knock on a door of a business or a home and say, hey, this is I'm your congressman. I would love to put up a Winsome Sears 4x8 sign here on your property, if that's okay. And I think just about everyone said absolutely. So Winsome Sears is gaining steam in the 5th congressional district for sure.
Yeah, well, Winsome Sears is a marvelous woman. She absolutely has my unfettered support. There are no reservations about that. I think she'll do a great job and continue the great work that the Governor Youngkin has done.
Yeah, the alternative is pretty bad. Oh. You know, as far as, you know, you remember Governor Northam when he had the police are bad,
yep,
criminals are good, and nobody cares about their victims,
that's
and the crime rates went up. You know, taxes, infringements on our civil liberties. You think about the Second Amendment,
yep,
and, of course, right to work is on the ballot this November.
Yeah.
So I would ask people, if you want to live, work, and raise your family in peace,
yep,
and I say the peace part because putting dangerous criminals back on the street, you know, and not cooperating with ICE agents and these radical, divisive ideologies just make our communities less safe.
Yeah. It is a stark choice. It's a stark contrast. You talked about it for years that we didn't want Virginia to become California, and the choice between Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger, it could not possibly be clearer. One way we keep the Virginia way, we keep the momentum of Governor Youngkin, and the other way, well, frankly, we become California East. I don't want that. Congressman John McGuire joining us a couple more seconds here, represents the 5th District. John, you mentioned the constituent service. I know firsthand how effective your staff is, but for folks who maybe need a little help, maybe they did get that IRS letter, or gosh, they got this question about the passport or something else, what's the best way for them to interact with your team?
Sure. Real quick, though, I wanted you to know, I went to Dulles Airport today, but just before votes,
yeah,
and we got our second constituent home from Israel. And this particular young man was in a bomb shelter where an Iranian ballistic missile hit the bomb shelter next to his and killed some folks. But by the grace of God, he was okay. But he said it was the bomb attacks or the rocket attacks were shaking his shelter. But his dad was there and his brothers were there, and they were so happy at the airport. But that's the second one we got home, and it was an honor. Okay, so if you guys, if your listeners would like, if they need help with constituent services, I have a website, and it's mcguire.house.gov. And I do have a phone number as well. I don't
sure
know if folks have time to write it down.
Yep.
But it's 434-791-2596.
Okay.
But that's on the website. So mcguire.house.gov.
Excellent. Well, we're going to make sure we get that up there and share that. I will tell you, I appreciate everything that you do for this district every single day. I think you're doing an amazing job. I am appreciative, obviously, to President Trump for everything that he's doing. And I'm just so proud that you are my congressman and you're serving me and you're working with him. I just couldn't think of a better combination.
Well, I wouldn't be here without the grace of God and everyone's prayers and everybody's votes and advice. So any prayers or advice, appreciate it. And if I could be of help to you folks, I promise you no one's going to outwork me.
There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you being here, brother. That is John McGuire, Congressman John McGuire. He represents the 5th District of our beloved Commonwealth. He is my congressman. And I will tell you, he does a great job. He is an amazing man, period. And then to watch his work in public service through the years, whether it was as a Navy SEAL or part of the state government and now as a member of Congress, I'm just very proud of everything that he's accomplished and everything he does for our community. He's a good dude. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Hey, 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 the temperature has dropped. Woof. Get a sweater. It's 98 as we speak. Tomorrow, just FYI, we're going to be back up to we're going to be back up to that 100-degree mark. And then we've got some thunderstorms rolling in. But you know what's looking good? The long-range forecast for Independence Day, looking good, which means that a lot of us are going to be enjoying some special food. I mentioned to you, burgers and hot dogs, I think, are always great. But there's some other things that you might want to work into the mix. I am thrilled that both Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, my friends, are joining us with a few suggestions, a few ideas, maybe give us a little insight into what they've got over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market that would work perfectly on your table either this weekend or next weekend with Independence Day coming up. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, I am thrilled that that you could make time for us. So Tom, I know we're going to be chatting with you, and we've got TJ who's going to be joining us. I guess he had a tech issue he dropped, but he's going to be back. So give us some idea. Independence Day, I know everybody thinks about burgers.
Yeah.
Well,
burgers, you know what's really exciting? You know what's really excited about this time of the year, Jeff, is we're going almost all local. And, you know, the product's fantastic. I walked through the store this morning with TJ and Andy, and I thought the place looks absolutely terrific. It's my favorite time of the year because the Hanover tomatoes are in now. Oh. We've got some sweet corn in now. Of course, we have tomahawks for you, which you like the steaks. I know that.
Yep.
I know there's lobster tails on special TJ's doing and shrimp and filet mignons. So it's a real exciting time. We think it's going to be a big holiday.
I love that. Now, you mentioned the Hanover tomatoes. I don't know about you, Tom. I dream about them the rest of the year. And when they do finally come in, I'm thinking, you just give me a bushel and a big jug of Duke's mayo and I'll be good. I don't know.
I love them, too.
I don't know that anybody loves us.
Yeah, I love them too. I mean, it's a great, great time of the year. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to put together, something for next week that is just going to be a little different than the burgers and the hot dogs. Although I do want to do burgers and hot dogs. What are you thinking about? What about TJ? What are you guys thinking about for Independence Day? What are we going to find you cooking?
Well, you know, one of the things, and it's going to sound a little crazy when I say this, but one of the things that somebody showed me years ago that I think we're going to be doing here at our house is that, you know, you buy the whole filet mignon that's on special. I think it's going on at $13.99 for the holiday.
Wow.
Which is probably saved $5 or $6 a pound with it. But our butchers custom cut them for free right in front of you. So no matter, you know, you want thick ones, thin ones, whatever. But one of the things that I learned is they cut them. It's called a bun filet. And they cut it about the same width as a hamburger.
Oh, wow.
And if you throw them on the grill and stick them in a hamburger bun, it's a knockout.
Wow. Oh, I love the sound of that. That
yeah.
Sounds world class. Wow.
Well, I'm waiting for TJ to come on because he's running it over there and knows more about what's going on than I do, actually, Jeff. But,
yeah,
he's here.
He's here. Here he is. He's
hey, the, made he's, it. You know, that younger generation.
Yeah, he's the younger, good-looking guy now. TJ, I appreciate you joining us. I was just talking with your dad a little bit about some of the stuff you've got going on over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump, some of the specials. And I'm curious, because you're a great chef. You're known for that. What are you thinking in addition to the traditional hamburgers and hot dogs? What else are you thinking for Independence Day?
Well, you know, for my last birthday last year, my wife Sarah got me this beautiful smoker.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be doing brisket and pork butts on the smoker this 4th of July.
Oh.
You know, my barbecue is I think pretty darn good, but
yep.
You know, I was trained by one of my dad and my good friends, who happens to be a Virginia state champion barbecuer. So we're going to be doing that over here at our house for Independence Day.
Okay.
With with corn and of course, you know, local produce season's wide open. We've got Hanover tomatoes now. You can't go wrong with them.
No, sir. No, sir. I was just mentioning to your dad that I dream about those Hanover tomatoes the rest of the year. And then when they're finally in, I could take a bushel and a jar of Duke's mayo and just secrete myself for a couple of hours, and I would be very, very happy.
Well, make sure Andy brings in an extra bushel for you this holiday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's good stuff. Now, what else are you running on special right about now? We mentioned the corn. This is all sweet corn. It's local corn?
Triple sweet, local corn. We are the only place in town that has our corn picked fresh every single morning and delivered before we open. You would literally have to own the farm to get it any fresher than the corn that we have. My dad jokes around and says it's so sweet. It's so fresh it whistles when the girls go by.
I could believe that. It is good stuff. Now, when I'm cooking corn, now you got to tell me how much of a bite should it have? Because some people it seems like they boil it and it just becomes mush. What's the ideal prep time?
So I throw my grill on the corn. I have a good friend of mine who's a chef, and. Years ago, I said, I always loved grilled corn. I never knew how to do it. And he pulled it out of the husk and he threw it on the grill and he said, turn it a couple times. Boom, grilled corn. And it's never gone wrong yet. I cooked some this past Friday with my dad at the house. Dad, was it any good?
Yeah, fantastic. But Jeff, the secret to the corn is to get it from the farm to the store as fast as possible.
Right.
And, when you go into supermarkets, and you look at them in the husk, you can see the husk is dried out. And it's regardless what it was like when it got picked, it's not that fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go every day. And my father used to say every single day, he built a business on it, of having that corn delivered fresh. Now, what we do, and I did it today when I went through the store, TJ was showing me all the corn displays and what we were doing. I just ripped one open and just took a bite out of it without even cooking it because you don't want to do too much of it, but a couple bites and you can tell how sweet the corn is. It's fantastic right now.
I love that. I love that. All right. So we've got the sweet corn local. We've got the Hanover tomatoes. What about that main course? TJ, you mentioned you're doing brisket and pork butts. Your dad suggested these filet burgers. Get the whole filet mignon, which apparently is that on special right now?
It's on special. But you know what? It's really going to knock it out of the park, Jeff. I took your text the other day to heart. We've got cold water Maine lobster tails for
$4.99.
$4.99. Yeah, so they're ready for you. I know you're looking for them the other day. We've got them.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna swing by and get some of those. What else have you got on special? Because people might be hearing this going, yeah, that sounds good to Jeff, or that's TJ's favorite or Tom's favorite. I want something else. What else is available right now at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market?
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable, Jeff, what's going on with watermelons. TJ, tell them about it.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware, Jeff, but I worked for a big box retailer for years, and I met this fantastic grower who has fields in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, and he grows these. He calls them honkers, 30-pound red seedless watermelons. Some of these, takes two guys to put them on the stands, and they're $7, $6.99. I mean, it's the best price in Richmond for a watermelon.
God.
These things are super sweet. We've been cutting them all week. They're out of this world, and this grower is fantastic. We'll have yellow watermelons on the 1st.
Okay.
They'll be local, along with the rest of the watermelons will be local right around the 1st of July, so they'll be here just in time for Independence Day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, what about some of the baked items? Because we have come to realize that we don't know who your baker is, but, boy, they're really good.
We just started making, at my request, honey buns.
Be still my heart. Oh,
yep. Scratch made. They are fantastic. And you can't go wrong with them.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to get everybody over there. Obviously, you got a lot of great specials going on. You've given us a lot of great ideas. Some of the stuff just sort of out of the ordinary that people ought to be looking at. Tomahawks, your dad mentioned, and the lobster tail. Again, I just want to be clear. You did say $4.99 per lobster tail, right?
Isn't that crazy?
It's I don't know if you should be saying in front of your dad, because he's probably looking at the spreadsheet going, that's a little low.
There goes my retirement.
Exactly. You'll be back in the watermelon section before the day is over, Mr. Leonard. But it sounds great to me. Guys, I thank you so much for dropping by. I'm going to see you both soon, I know, but I want everybody to get over there. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. Deals like you wouldn't believe. They've got the Tomahawks in for Independence Day. Lobster tails, $4.99. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. These amazing watermelons, the local sweet corn, the Hanover tomatoes. Guys, gals, I'm telling you. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. You should go now. I mean, it'll be fresh and nice. And if you want to do a prep weekend, you know, prepare stuff this weekend, sample it, then go back and get it fresh again for Independence Day. Good stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Any questions? Crotch pot cooking. Man. Now I've got that image, and well, all right. Oh, somebody's got a great question here. Coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I apologize, I didn't see it until now. Could you ask TJ Leonard or Tom Leonard how to choose a ripe watermelon? Well, I'll tell you what, 804, I will text both TJ and Tom and get a little insight on that, the best way to choose the ripe watermelon. And if you make sure you are tuned in tomorrow, I will share it with you. Jeff, have you ever tried peanut butter and tomato? I have not. And if everything goes according to plan, I will not. And I just, no, I can't do that. I love my Hanover tomatoes. And the only thing that I think should ever be put on a Hanover tomato besides my teeth is a little bit of salt and some Duke's mayo, and then I am all good to go. Yeah, I really am. It's interesting to hear the story coming out of Chesterfield County. 14 illegal aliens picked up by ICE at the Chesterfield County Courthouse, to which I say, good. Good. I'm happy to hear that. I don't hate anybody. I just happen to believe in the rule of law. And I think you're supposed to do the right things. And if, in fact, you are breaking the law, then you need to be held accountable. I believe personally that what is happening in a lot of places is that they are seeing ICE operate in exactly the way that ICE has always been supposed to operate. But for 4 years during the reign of President Otto Penn, they didn't do anything. I mean, I have chatted with people all across America, and law enforcement have said for 4 years they made the calls to ICE like they always had, and ICE just said, "Well, we're not really in that business these days."
Come on, man.
So, well, that's the truth. They just didn't show up. Now you've got a situation where they're out there doing their job. Did you see the latest numbers coming in on illegal border crossings? They are essentially non-existent. It is the first time, well, since the last time that President Trump was president, that those numbers are where they are. We'll chat with our good pal Tony Pham. I don't know exactly when Tony is scheduled. Tony's going to be with us now like every week or every other week, something like that. Next week, I got to tell you, we have Brad Thor joining us. We are long overdue for a Brad Thor visit. Brad will be with us. A new Scott Horvath novel is coming out. It's going to be the perfect beach read. Look forward to chatting with him about that. Tomorrow afternoon, we have one-third of the GOP state ticket joining us. That's John Reed, who is the GOP nominee for lieutenant governor. We also have Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who is the nominee for governor, who's going to be with us. And Jason Mayar, as you know, was on with Rich Herrera on Monday. And Jason will be with us, I don't know, maybe next week or thereabouts. But they're all good folks. I'm telling you right now, that is a three-fer right there. Three for three, as far as I'm concerned, hitting it out of the park. Again, I'm still looking for suggestions. Any recommendations you might have for laptop repair, please let me know. You can text me. Yeah, seriously, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera will be here at 6 a.m. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.